The backseat of that cop car ain't got no soul. Just hard plastic and bad echoes. I ain't cry. I ain't beg. I just sat back and listened to my freedom get further away with every red light. They booked me like I was meat, fingerprinted, stripped, tagged. The COs talked like robots and looked through me like ghosts. When they closed that cell door, it felt like a coffin. A steel bed. A sheet thin as tissue. A toilet close enough to piss and pray at the same time. The walls didn't talk, but they listened. They heard my thoughts spin out. Heard me asking myself the same damn question over and over. How the hell did I end up here? It started way before the charges. Way before the weight I was moving. Before the name True Son meant anything outside my block. Started when I was just a kid trying to make sense of a world that kept stealing from people who looked like me. I remember the day I first held a dollar that wasn't from my mama's purse. A homie slapped it in my hand after I ran lookout on a dice game. Said, "You earned that, lil' man." Felt good. Felt like mine. That's how it starts. A whisper in your ear telling you this world only respects money and muscle. I listened. By the time I was 15, I wasn't just playing lookout. I was calling shots. But now the only shot I got is to survive the fall. And I ain't built break. Chapter 2, Mama's Eyes. Reflection. A mother's love can see past bars and bruises. Visitation days hit different when you ain't been touched by love in months. The CO barked my name like I was a dog. More! Let's go! I walked into that visitation room trying to look strong. But soon as I saw my mama, that front I was wearing cracked like old paint. She sat at that little metal table, hands folded, eyes red like she ain't slept in a year. But she smiled anyway. That kind of smile only a mama can make, one that's broken but still beautiful. Hi, baby. That was all it took. My chest got tight, throat thick. I pulled out the plastic chair and sat down across from her. I couldn't look her straight in the eye at first. Not with all this chain on me. Not with my name echoing through these walls like a curse. I'm sorry, Mama. She reached across the table, fingers trembling, and placed her hand on mine. No, baby. I ain't here for sorry. I finally looked up. And what I saw in her eyes wasn't anger. It wasn't disappointment. It was love. Raw, uncut, defiant love. I raised a son. Not a mistake, she said. That woman been through too much. Held down too many nights with no heat, no peace, and no man to help raise me. She made sure I ate even when she didn't. Worked double shifts cleaning houses while I was learning how to make quick money in the streets. But she never gave up on me. Not once. Not even when the world did. I told her I'd change. Told her this wasn't the end of me. She nodded like she'd already seen that vision in her sleep. You got fire in you, son. Don't let it burn you down. Let it build you. We sat there until the time ran out. The CO told her to stand. She gave me one last look before turning to walk out. Her shoulders were heavy, but her head stayed high. Mama ain't just my blood. She my anchor. And even in this cage, her love is louder than my sentence.